on the phone ashore news beacon production.
This call is now being recorded.
And it's another episode of Two on the Phone. I was talking to my son earlier, and he said I should say greetings and salutations when I start the episode. I'm not sure exactly why I should say that, but he said to say it. So since he was a guest a couple of weeks ago, might as well do it. So greetings and salutations. On this week's episode, a very special guest, would you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Audrey Miller, and I'm one of the owners of Jack's Bro Days.
And what exactly is Dags Bro Days? You know, is it, it's funny because there used to be old-fashioned days. I think they called it in Subbyville. I think they still have it. Old-timers days, that's what they called it. But what's Dags Bro Days?
Dags Bro Days is, in short, a coffee shop, but we like to call it a gathering place.
And you're located in downtown Dagsboro?
Yeah, right on Main Street.
And that building, what did that building used to be? Because I remember as a kid, it's gone through some, you know, quite a few iterations, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've heard some really cool stories about what it's been in the past. I mean, from my memory, right before us, it was a place called Healthy Habits. It had some, you know, health foods there. It's been a few Mexican restaurants. But we've heard some stories that it was, I think someone even said it was a local butcher years and years ago or a local grocery store. Somebody else said it might have been a fish store years ago. I mean, we've had all sorts of people telling us from when they were a kid, they remember sitting in the window and eating pizza, you know, when it was a pizza shop, or they came in with their parents and remember being able to buy something for a quarter. And so it's been all sorts of cool stuff. We've been able to hear a lot of stories. We're still waiting on pictures. You know, it would be so cool to be able to see what it's been in the past, pictures.
I kind of remember it when I was a kid. I was probably around 5 or 6. I kind of remember it being a butcher,
okay.
And just having a meat counter as soon as you walked in. That's kind of my memory of the building.
Okay.
But you know, Dagsboro has a lot of history. So, what is Dagsboro Days doing? You know, what kind of things are you guys doing to, you know, kind of cement yourself into that history and trying to, you know, create new history?
Well, I think we've been lucky to have one of our frequent customers is Sandy Gerken, if you're familiar with her. Do you know that name?
It doesn't ring a bell right off the top of my head, but you know what? I get to the age where I can only remember so many people.
Well, she recently released a book called Storied Sussex, and it's a lot of different stories, you know, historical stories of Sussex County, but she's a Dagsboro local, and so she's somebody who just has a lot of cool historic stories, you know, about our area and about even just the buildings around us. So we've been able to have a relationship with her, you know, just in the coffee shop day to day, but also host her for a couple of readings or some ghost stories around Dagsboro. So that's a cool way to kind of bring in that historical feel of Dagsboro and what we, you know, hope is viewed as kind of a hip, more modern place right now.
Yeah, and that brings up an interesting question, and I'm sure it's, you know, one that, you know, goes through your guys' heads every day. How do you bring in customers in this era of, I guess it's kind of like fast food, but fast coffee of walking into Wawa or, you know, in the case of Index for Royal Farms or these other places, what makes you different? What makes me want to go in there and get a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I think that part originally intimidated us a little bit more, but I like to think now that the area that we live in, you know, the local town that we live in, everything is so word of mouth. And so relationships are really important in our community. So I like to think that, you know, once somebody comes in once, they like to keep coming back because we've really created these personal relationships with everybody and our customers that we all know by name, not just by their order, but, you know, by name or what they were doing that week or the relationships they have. So I think we've really gotten into that small town feel quickly, you know, within this past year or so that we've been there.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like we were talking before we started recording, you know, I don't live that far away, But it took me about almost a year after you opened to finally get in there. And, mm-hmm. you know, I love the place. It's very homey feeling, so to speak, and kind of just makes you feel comfortable. Great staff, great coffee. I loved the little bread pudding cups were just amazing when I was in there. And, but, you know, it's funny because, and I don't know if it is that whole small town feel or whatever, but here in Long Neck where I live, you know, there over the past, let's say 4 years, there's been two different small coffee shops that tried to make it, and neither one mm-hmm. of them did. So, okay. you know, how difficult is it to make it as a small business in this, you know, area with, you know, the up and down between tourism seasons, you know, and, you know, just everything. You know, what challenges have you, you know, found and how have you overcome some of them?
Yeah, you know, when you think about opening a small business, you always hear in the beginning that restaurants, you know, things related to food or drink or whatever, are the least likely to succeed, unfortunately. And maybe that's because, like you said, so many places try to do it. But I feel like, you know, everything has its challenges, but I feel like we really do benefit from here, from having the tourism as well as the local community. And as much as that is a benefit, it's also a challenge because we're, right now, we're all getting into that mindset around this area. You know, how do we kind of shift what we're doing into attracting these new people from all over that we're about to have visiting, already having visiting, but still mm-hmm. stay true to our, you know, everyday image that we want to keep, you know? But it really is. It's two different groups of people. It really is in this community.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's the biggest challenge of the full-time residents. You basically have three categories in this area. You have full-time residents, you have seasonal residents, and then you just have the people that are visiting, you know, tourists for the weekend or, you know, a couple of days. And attracting them is obviously probably the most difficult because at least the semi, you know, year-round residents, at least they kind of talk to other people and get that word of mouth also. But, you know, and kind of, again, you know, one of the things you and I were talking about, you're not originally from this area. You said you lived here about 3 years. You know, what challenges have you found, you know, not just business-wise, but being, and I hate this word, but being an outsider, so to speak, and not being a local? It's, you know, and I bring it up because I hate it. I hate it that there's any segregation, so to speak, between people that have lived here all their life and people that have moved here. But there is. There's a huge, I don't want to call it a stigma, so to speak, but there is. There's a stigma on social media and different places. Yeah. How have you dealt with those challenges?
I think that's kind of funny because, you know, that definitely is true, but I think now we almost get more picked on than it is a real thing. You know, we'll have people who have grown up here their whole lives and they come in and get their coffee and then they kind of look at us and say something about being a transplant or if you were local, you know this, and then they just kind of laugh, you know. So I'd like to think that we're, you know, becoming more accepted into the community. But I think a part of that also is really being a part of your community, not just being a business only trying to attract the tourists or trying to attract outside people. And, well, I think that's what's nice about the service that we offer is that, you know, coffee is something that you can come to every single day and walk down the street and get your coffee. So I think with our location and with the service that we offer that we're getting there, you know, we're getting there with the people who have lived here their whole lives. But you know, those are the people who are telling us these stories about what these places used to be years ago and what these buildings used to be. So without that relationship, you know, how would we know any of those cool stories?
And you know, it's just funny because, you know, the people, and I had this discussion recently, the people that make fun of those, you know, people that are not locals, they're usually not locals either. The true locals, and I said this, my grandmother lived in Byard, you know, her whole life, 88 years, lived her whole life there, never, like, was basically born in the house that, you know, she lived, like, her whole life. And she never once, I'd never heard come out of her mouth about anybody that moved in or anything, oh, well, they're not from here.
Yeah.
I never heard that. So most of the time, these people that are complaining about this person or that person, they're not usually locals either. So,
well, and maybe I'm just happily oblivious to it. You know, if we are given a hard time or looked down upon by anyone, maybe I'm just happily oblivious to the fact for now.
Well, you just don't have your locals card yet. Once you get that in the mail, they'll mail that out. I think you have to be here like 5 years or something. So, you know, once you get that, you'll be fine. You'll be able to park anywhere you want. And, you know, just everything will be great. But,
we do get that question, though. Everybody always wants to know, how long we've been here. That is one of the first questions. You know, are you from here? Did you grow up here? Or, you know, why'd you end up here?
And I think the grow up here kind of thing, I don't know. I think a lot of people are proud of having lived here their whole life.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's because so many people do move away, because there's not a lot of employment opportunities here. And, you know, like, we don't have a lot of industry anymore. It's the tourism industry, basically, and a few other businesses and things related to the tourism industry and construction. And obviously, you know, they're probably building houses quicker than you're pouring coffee over there. So, but, you know, I think that's part of it, is that it's like a badge of honor. And I don't know if that's a good thing 100% or a bad thing, but I feel like it's definitely a thing. So, so you grew up in, Carroll County, which is a little, less flat than around here. How have you adjusted to living, on the coast and living in a very flat area and a coastal town? And that there are some differences, obviously. Carroll County isn't that far away, but there is some differences of living over that way than here. How have you adjusted to that yourself?
Yeah, I think both towns, both areas are very rural, which is similar. I remember when my parents first moved here, I guess it was like 11, 12 years ago when we were first looking at houses here, I felt like it was somewhat similar, in the areas where you would drive and have a development, and then you drive a little further and have, cows or a farm. And I like that. I mean, I've always liked that because it's what I grew up around. But it's funny that you mentioned specifically the flatness, because I feel like I've developed this all-new appreciation for when I travel or go places. When you go anywhere and you see, like, a hill or a mountain or whatever, I think it is so beautiful. You know, I have this great, great appreciation for it, because I love living here. I love Jacksboro. I love Delaware. And I feel like I get that small-town life, but then I can appreciate going elsewhere to a city or visiting another area on the West Coast or whatever, and then come home to my flat town.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you guys were just traveling this past week, right? Because, for Easter and everything, you guys had traveled. Where did you travel to?
Yeah, my husband and I went to Montreal in Canada. For fun. Yeah, really just
cool.
For fun. Somewhat spur of the moment, because we were closing for Easter, so we just tried to take advantage of having those days. But he had never been out of the country before, so he was just kind of itching once he got his passport to go on a trip.
Nice. And what was the best part of the trip, other than just being away and seeing a hill or two?
Oh my gosh, all the food. I just love we went to Chinatown a bunch. That was right near where we were staying in the city. And there was this one bakery that just had these, like, delicious China pastries. And maybe I like it more because now I'm the baker at the coffee shop. So I'm baking all these pastries all the time. But, oh, my gosh, they were so good.
So are we going to start seeing Chinese pastries in Jacksboro?
I should, right? But I would never be able to make them that good. I feel like I would never live up to those standards.
What are
inspiration?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be Dagsboro Chinese, so that's totally different than, you know,
there you go.
Canadian. That's different than the Canadian Chinese, you know? So,
there you go.
What are some of the things that you guys have planned for the future? I know that you do like game nights and puzzle nights and story times and things like that, but just what are some of the things coming up and even some of the thoughts that you have for the future?
Yeah, one of the biggest things that we're working on is actually with the whole town or all the businesses in the town, which is the Dagsboro Business Alliance. So a bunch of us just got together and created an official alliance for the town of Dagsboro. So there's never been any sort of, I think years ago there was an organization, but there hasn't been a chamber or anything here in a while that was specifically for the town of Dagsboro. So that's what we're really working on. We're putting a lot of effort into that and planning events, you know, as part of the DBA or as a sponsor of the DBA. So that's one of our big things is supporting one another in this town, supporting all the businesses, having that kind of Main Street, business feel.
Yeah, I mean, and that's important, you know, with anything, but I feel like it's more important around here. You know, that was one of the reasons that I, you know, put on Short News Beacon. Hey, I was just at Dagsboro today, you got to check it out. I feel importantly when I go to places, that I should like tell people that I went to this place and that I liked it and I enjoyed it. I don't do it like every day. I think it would get old, but you know, when some places exceptional, I feel like I should be doing that. I mean, and I think we all should be doing that. But I always find it funny because as soon as I do that, somebody in the comments goes, well, come visit my XYZ. Come visit my whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like to refer the places that I like. And
driving around like a madman trying to get everywhere.
Yeah. And other people might like other things, and that's fine. I mean, it's just part of personal preference, but I, it's hard being a small business and getting your name out there, especially in the first couple of years. So I think it's important. And I think that, the Stags for a Business Alliance should go a long way that, as a group, you should be able to, get some more attention, do some events and things like that.
Yeah. And they say, they say that it's important to be a tourist in your own town or your own city. So that's a part of it too, You were saying it took you a bit to get over this way, and I mean Sussex County isn't all that large, and I feel like there's still plenty of places that people talk about that I haven't yet made it to. So that's important too, to tour your own.
And I have a great story about that. That is just amazes me every time that I talk about it. Is the fact that I love craft beer. I am a craft beer snob. I don't know how many breweries, and it's just, it's my thing. I like going to breweries. There are two breweries that are within, as the crow flies, 5 miles from my house. And on my birthday, I went to one of them, but I still haven't been to the other ones. And it's taken me all this time, and I still have not been to that.
That's so funny.
Second brewery. And I literally can see across the bay. I can see the town that this brewery's in. And
oh my
I still
gosh.
Have
so you
and,
have your
and,
too.
And we always talk about it. We talk about it all the time. And on my birthday, I was going to go to both of those breweries. And I had such a good time at the first one that I didn't make it to the second one.
Well, that's a good problem, I guess.
And I don't know what the weather's doing at your location right now, and I obviously will be, this will be aired in a few weeks, but let me tell you, the weather is bad here right now. It is like the rain and the wind, and it's like a huge downpour right now. I can look outside out back, and there is probably 2 or 3 inches of water around the tree in our backyard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's
the rain's
really...
Yeah, I don't really have that.
Yeah, it's crazy, the weather. We were talking about the weather a little. That's the other thing, around here, that the weather is changing, in my opinion. We get more severe storms and everything. What weather event, kind of in your lifetime, do do you remember the most? Was it a blizzard or, you know, earth?
That's a good question. I think, so as a kid, I was always really afraid of tornadoes, which is funny that we're talking about that now, that today is the first tornado watch that I've experienced in Sussex County. So as a kid, I was always really nervous because we would get them quite often at Carroll County. I mean, I remember getting them, and I was always very nervous, but, you know, nothing ever came of it. It was just a fear. But I think the most memorable thing was, and I could not even tell you what year this was. I mean, I was young, but when we were in Carroll County and we had so much snow that school was closed for a full week, which is just every kid's dream come true.
Exactly.
When you get that much snow. We don't really get snow like that here, do we? Have you really had that much snow in a while?
Yeah, it's like I think we're on the every 4 years snow cycle. Like every 4 years we get like a big snow. I think the last one was probably like maybe a foot or a foot and a half maybe. And that was probably, I think it said probably 3 or 4 years ago. So I think we're due for it this winter, but let's hope not. I don't like the cold and snow much anymore. I mean, it's like, I don't know, I guess I'm getting older or what, but it's just like, I don't appreciate cold anymore. I like kind of the weather that we had this past year, that it was kind of, we had some peaks of coldness, but it was pretty stable for the most part.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I feel like you get a new appreciation as you get older, though, because when you're younger, snow is great. You don't have to go to school. And then you get older and you're like, wait, I still have to figure out how to start my car and clean off my car and try to get to work. So it definitely changes the appreciation of snowstorms.
And the bones, I'll tell you, the bones know the snow is coming as you get older. And, I mean, I'm not that old, but, I mean, they start to know when the snow's coming. I mean, rainstorms and snow and all that stuff, you kind of get that early warning system as you get older. And I don't like it. I do not like it.
You could double as a weatherman.
I could, but, you know, that's a very competitive field right now. So I try my best and I, you know, consult the National Weather Service and all that stuff. But, So speaking of weather and kind of news, are you a news junkie? Do you follow the news at all? Or are you kind of not into the news?
A little of both. I feel like I appreciate the local newspapers more now, and I think the coffee shop has helped with that because, you know, we get the newspapers delivered and everybody likes to read them week to week. So I started reading the newspapers much more than I ever did before because that's one of those things that, you know, I never really received at my house or at my apartments or whatever when I was in college. So I think I follow more of local news than I do anything else, but it depends. It depends on how, you know, sometimes it's hard to follow or sometimes it's hard emotionally to follow. So it just kind of depends on what's going on.
Yeah, I find it interesting that especially the younger generation, my son is 16 and he actually, he lives in the UK. So, you know, it's a different culture. Yeah, it's a different culture over there. So he doesn't follow the news at all. I'll be telling him news stories that happened in his town. And he'll be like, how did you know that? I said, well, I follow it on Facebook. And he's like, no, you don't. And I'm like, yes, I do. And he's like, but I don't even want to know the news here, you know, kind of thing. And I think the younger generation is kind of polarized, so to speak, by news and having grown up around fake news and all of these scandals of late and stuff like that, that, you know, what you're saying about local news, you know, it's usually, for the most part, it doesn't get into the scandals much, you know. So it's kind of more safe, so to speak, you know. It's not as drama-free, and you can believe it most of the time. It's funny, when I was growing up, there used to be, and I don't think there is as much, but every little town had, you know, and you can call it gossip column or whatever, but every little town would have some little old lady that would write a column every week, and it would talk about who came to visit who and things like that. And I always thought that that was so cute as I got older.
That's so cool.
Like, the reading that is, so-and-so had her nephew for the weekend and blah, 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 and they went to Chincoteague or, you know, something like that. And there was just these little gossip columns. And, you know, we're kind of getting back to that if you really think about it with Facebook. Everybody has their own little gossip column, so to speak, that, you know, they can post whatever they want. But I just always found that interesting.
Yeah, so, talk about small-town living.
I mean, it's definitely interesting being in a small town, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere. I wouldn't want to live in the city or, you know, I lived in Baltimore for a little bit, and I lived in Harford County and Cecil County.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be away from people, even though during the summer season they all come visit, obviously, but, you know, it's different. I don't like, you know, all the quick pace anymore of the city life and everything.
Yeah.
One of the other things I was going to ask you about Dagsboro Days is your relationship with Rise Up. I know that you have their coffee and everything. They're really expanding and, you know, doing great things, in my opinion. They're getting ready to open in Rehoboth and stuff like that. How's your relationship been with them?
Yeah, Rise Up is the best. My parents started drinking their coffee, I mean, for years they've been drinking their coffee. And I think it all started because they had the Rise Up Stout that Evo beer has.
Mm-hmm.
So they had and then they started drinking their coffee, so they've always liked it. And originally with Dagsboro Days, it was originally just my parents that were planning to open together before, you know, I was fully signed on full-time. So they were kind of scheming, and it was my mom's choice to go with Rise Up because she just loved it so much, and it was, you know, the best decision. I mean, they have really excellent coffee, but they also have really great people that work with them and work for them. So we have a great relationship with them. When we made the decision to have their coffee, they, you know, came to train us and help us out with learning an espresso machine because it was all so new to us. So they've been really, really great with everything. So that's nice to be able to kind of have that local relationship, you know, somebody that's still local enough that we can maintain relationship with them is really great.
Yeah, I mean, having a support system is definitely, you know, no matter what you're doing, it's great. And I've heard lots of good things about them. You know, I think it's so important to shop local and to use locally sourced things, and that's one of the things I like about your shop. You know, you're doing the pastries right there, and, you know, the coffee's local, so to speak, it's Eastern Shore local. So, you know, I guess, you know, getting ready to, you know, close up this a little, you know, what is the one thing that's been, and I know this could be a very hard question, but what's the most positive thing? What's the most positive thing that's happened out of this for you personally? You know, what have you gotten the most out of moving here and kind of, I guess, kind of taking that leap and being part of Dagsboro Days?
I don't think that's a hard question because I definitely feel like this is what we were meant to be doing here. I mean, I have to say that when my husband and I moved here to Dagsboro, it was somewhat impulsively. You know, we found a house that we liked. We didn't really have, you know, our jobs quite figured out yet. We just knew that we wanted to be here. We weren't even engaged yet. We were engaged. We weren't married. So it was like somewhat impulsive for your first home purchase. But you know, it took about a year and a half, 2 years, and then this is all really just fallen together very naturally and organically. And one of my favorite parts has been feeling a part of my community. I don't think that if we didn't have Dagsboro Days and we didn't have this shop where we were able to meet all these people, I don't think I would have made any of these relationships that I've made. So that's definitely my favorite part. I mean, we've made some great friends. My parents have made some great friends, and or just people that we get to see every day. You know, how else would we have made those relationships? So that's one of my absolute favorite parts. But also, I really love working with my parents. I have a great relationship with them, and I feel like it's definitely been challenged at times, you know, owning a business together and operating a business together for the first time. But it's great. I love being with them every day.
Well, not many kids would say that about their parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Easy answer, but true.
Yeah. I mean, but it's the, you know, that's a positive that's come out of it. You know, and it's funny that you mentioned the relationships, because that's one of the things I love about doing Shorten and Speaking, is that I've made probably, I can't even count how many, but I've made so many friends that I probably wouldn't have made before, even people that I had connections with, that I wasn't really friends with, that all of a sudden I started doing the page, and there's this one guy that I'd become really close friends with. He went trying to find out who I was, because I don't really, you know, put out my last name or put anything. And he went to one of my best friends and said, "Who is this guy doing Shore News Beacon?" And my friend said, "Well, that's funny that you should ask." And it was actually the guy that he asked was one of the people that gave me the ideas to even do this. And yeah, since then, we've been really close friends, and we should have, in hindsight being 2020, we should have been friends years and years ago, because we've known each other, but just not known each other. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess any time that you can give back to the community and be that, you know, great cup of coffee in the morning or pastry or anything, it's, I would imagine that that's very rewarding.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think, you know, you say that and it's almost like sometimes you forget that it's a cup of coffee or a coffee shop, because I feel like it's become so much more than that, which is great.
Well, and it is. And I didn't mean to minimize it, but, you know, I know me personally, I need that cup of coffee in the morning.
Oh, it's important. It's very important. Not minimize it. This one wouldn't have existed if coffee wasn't important to us.
So I guess one last question, other than, you know, coffee in the coffee shop, what are some of the things that you and your husband like to do around here? I mean, what are some of the, you know, passions that you have other than the coffee shop?
Well, his passion, he's real into, fish and fish tanks, which I'm thinking about right now, because if we have to take cover for this tornado, all of our fish and fish tanks are in the basement. So that's where my mind has been a little bit. I actually, this year, my goal is to get to more of the Delaware parks around here, the state parks. I got a pass for Christmas. So that's one of my goals this year. Do you have any suggestions for some good ones to visit?
I like the ones that are kind of off the beaten path.
Okay.
There's one called...
I got to walk my dog, too, so I have two chihuahuas that I got to bring with me.
Yeah, and I think, I'm pretty sure dogs are permitted in... I'm not positive about this, but there's one off of... I guess it's kind of off of Central Avenue down towards Ocean View, called Prickly Pear. And
okay.
Basically...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really like that one just for walking and kind of thing. And you can walk all the way to the point that you can see the Indian River Bay and see the Indian River Bridge. And then you can actually take that and walk out to the beach on the ocean side, cross Route 1 and walk to the beach. And I've always loved being able to do that. One day I walked from there back all the way out to Coastal Highway and then out to the bridge, and then I walked back to Bethany, which was... It was probably like a good 6 miles, 8 miles, something like that. But it's, you know, the prickly pear one's good. Also, I can't think the name of it right now, but if you go over the Indian River Bridge and on the north side of the Indian River Bridge and go back where, Hammerhead's dock bar is, and you keep going, I want to say it's Burden Island, but I'm not sure if that's correct. But there's another park back there that you can just walk around, and it's, you know, basically an island. There's a little bridge that you walk onto it, and it's really cool. There's deer back there and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I like those, especially because they're not as crowded.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of...
Well, like I said, trying to be a tourist. And...
Yeah. Yeah, they're not as crowded, and they're, They're different. You know, they're not the beach. You can go out to the beach at any of these places.
Yeah.
Now, have you been to Cape Henlopen?
Yeah, actually, I grew up camping there before we even moved here. So before my parents even moved here, every year we went there, which I love it. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, so Cape would be the other one that I think around here that you kind of you have to see. But, you know, even some of the others like Bombay Hook and, you know, as you go up north along the Delaware Bay, some of those parks and everything, they're really, you can see a lot of, like, eagles and different things that you can't see at a lot of these places down here, which are overcrowded and things like that. I guess that's about it. We'll start to wrap this up. What would you, you know, if you want to, like, plug your social media or plug any upcoming events that you have in the, you know, few weeks out, go ahead and feel free.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah, we follow us on Facebook, Dagsmere Days, and Instagram, and we're, you know, we're there 5 days a week ready for you. But we do have game night, like you said, every third Friday of the month, so that's pretty cool, too, on Fridays from 6 to 8:30, everybody can come, hang out, play games, have coffee, or just kind of relax and gather.
Well, that brings to a close another episode of Two on the Phone. I so appreciate you, you know, taking the time. It took us a little while to get this organized, but I'm so glad that we were able to talk because I do love your coffee shop, and I'm going to try to get there more often. It's, you know, it's not like it's far, but it just... It just seems like it's far.
I get it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Two on the Phone. Please follow us on Facebook, Two on the Phone. Also, please, for timely and accurate news and information, follow Shore News Beacon on Facebook. Thank you.